Dakota Staton, a jazz singer with a soulful edge, died 2 weeks ago today. She was 76. Staton grew up in Pittsburgh. As a teen, she performed in clubs in Detroit, Chicago, and Cincinnati, then moved to New York City. She was discovered at a jam session at Harlem's Baby Grand in 1954. The next year, she won Downbeat Magazine's New Star Award. In 1957, her first LP, The Late Late Show, introduced her to wider audiences, going to number 4 on the album charts.
Gee, it's cozy in the park tonight, when you cuddle up and hold me tight. Stars above, they seem to know, we're putting on the Late Late Show.
Longtime jazz DJ Scott Willis.
She brought a bluesiness to the stage, and she brought kind of a sassiness to the stage and to her performances that made her popular in the jazz world, but also in popular music.
Staton never had another big album, perhaps because of her quirky personality or her conversion to Islam. Music writers say she also had a lot of competition from greats like Dinah Washington, Sarah Vaughan, and Ella Fitzgerald. Regardless of what the general public thought of her, Staton was widely admired by other singers for her style. Again, jazz DJ Scott Willis.
Her voice got sort of deeper and darker and more burnished as she continued. But, you know, it was about energy. It was about reaching an audience. It was about appealing to people. And I think she continued that for decades.
To one.
Staton passed away at a geriatric center near her home in New York City.
Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome to my